End of the day in the Torah, Wednesday night, Rabbi Salim.
So the topic of the Shia tonight is how to photocopy the Divrei Torah. You're allowed to do this, anything. You're allowed to photocopy the Torah. Is this allowed? All these photocopying, is this allowed or not allowed? And if it's allowed, if it's mutter, why is it mutter? Clearly it's mutter because everybody does it. So Shaila is if it's mutter, and then if it's mutter, why is it mutter? Why should it be awesome? So the reason why I went into this is because there was some Talmud Chacham here in town. He was giving a shi'ur. So I asked him if he wants me to photocopy, because he was giving a shi'ur on a specific inyan from the Chumash. So I asked him if he wants me to photocopy for him, because there wasn't enough copies. Can I photocopy for him? Ten copies. And the shi'ur, the ilam will learn with it from inside. So he said to me, no, it's also, you're not allowed to photocopy. And the ilam don't know. It's something which is not your du'a. It's also, he said to me, it's also to photocopy. Shane said, I never heard of this sister, I never knew of this problem. So they said, okay, friends, say that, we'll see. So the sugi bema starts off, it's a bema, it's a Gemara and it's a Rambam. It's two Nakudas. There's a Gemara, which the Khurya touches this Shaila, and then there's a Rambam, which is both brought down in Mechaba. So the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Samach that you're not allowed to. And the Machaber Paskin Zazoi, and remember this is the Maskona, the Pashtos, the Maskona said Gemara. Lo yichtev Megillah b'fnei atzmo, shiye boi parashiyos. You're not allowed to write, we're talking about writing with a pen and paper, or pen and parchment, whatever it is, you're not allowed to write just a Megillah. It means a Megillah is a chelek of a chumash. A chelek of a chumash. Let's say you want to write just parashiyos Krishma, just parashiyos Krishma for yourself, you should be able to, for yourself. Yeah, or this, you want to write Lam Natsiach, you want to write Ashrei, this is Tehillim, this is one of the Ksavim. You want to just write this on its own, the Gemara says you can't do it. Vein, and the Mechaber Paskins further. Vein Kaisvim Megillah Islamat Bo. And you also, not only you're not allowed to write a Megillah, just Stam, but even Islamat, even if it's because you want to daven from it, or you want to learn from it, you're not allowed to, there's an Issa to write just, you're allowed to write a Chumash, you're allowed to print the whole Sefer, a whole Chumash. But less than that, Medina the Gemara Pashtos and the Mechaber Pachnozoi, you're not allowed to. Okay? We say that's the Mechaber writes in Simon, Reish Pe Gimel Si Beis Yeridei Mefurish Mechaber. So come along in the Bach Tazen Shach, and they say like this, that if you look in the Gemara over there, I'm not going to go to the whole sugya. If you look in the Gemara over there, you'll see that the Erecham Takeh sounds like a Zoi from the Gemara, there's an Issa. But the Gemara just before that says there's a Heta. Everybody knows this Heta called Eis Lasas Lashem Mefurish Yisrecha. The Gemara says, like there's a heter to write Torah Shebal Peh, the Gemara is Medamit. There's also a heter to write Taftoras, the Gemara says. So who I did not only Torah Shebal Peh and Taftoras, there's even a heter, the Pashtoses of Islam says, even on Chumash, even on, not Chumashim, on Parashis. Chumashim is anyway Mutter. Even on Parashis, there's a heter of Islam. So says the Rif Pasnazo in the Gemara is talking about for Tinnik Leslamet Bo. Are you allowed to write a Parashia, Vayikra, just Vayikra for his Chumash Sudas? Everybody's sitting there with his paper. I don't know if they do it, teach him to learn off Baha, but have this paper of the Chumash Suda, or they come him every week from Cheder. There's lots of dinim, proti dinim, exactly when the Issa applies. They come with paper of Chumash with Taich. It's only if it's more than three words ever without Sirtut, it's all different protim. So that's called Leslamet Bo. I'm writing just one parasha, the first five psukim of parashas by Yikra, and it's Leslamet Bo, because you can't expect this boy every day to come home from school with a whole chumash, right? You can have one at home, but to every day to come in with a translation. So it's called Leslamet Bo. And the Gemara's got Shaila, you're allowed to write a chelik of the chumash Leslamet Bo, and the Gemara says it's also. This machlok is Rabbeinu Chachamim, and it sounds like the pasuk Chacham is also. Says the Rif, but the Gemara earlier said there's a het of Eis Lasas Hashem, even though the Gemara never said it here, but there's a het of Eis Lasas Hashem, says the Rif, just like there's a het there of Eis Lasas Hashem, if it's a second, you're not to write Torah, you're not to write Tushabal Peh, says the Rif, you're also allowed to write Parashis. There's no Issa, and it's Mavur, if you know the whole Gemara, there's no Issa, you're allowed to write Parashis. As we state in the Rif, the Machaber, the Rosh, like the Ran, and like the Rambam, that's also. Says the Bach and the Shach and the Taz, since the Rif says that the Rif's Chodek and the Rif holds that there is a Hetel Beis Das Lashem, so Avadi can be Mekel. Avadi can be Mekel. The Chodek and the hold Avadi can be Mekel, and you're allowed to write all these parishes for the Islamic. If you want to learn from them, in the Islamic Ba, then there's a Hetel Beis Das Lashem. So, that's number one. That's where it comes from. Even though it's not the Yom Ha'chaba, that's where it comes from. That you're allowed to write. You're allowed to write these all different parashas. You're allowed to write things like this. Even though it's not the whole chumash together. Okay, so that's point number one. The next point is a little bit touchier. The gab of making photocopies. And Emma says this. I don't really mean to give a shit on this, but it also comes in the newspapers, especially the Israeli papers. There's so many, like some say, you can become a Talmud Chacham just from buying the paper. There's so many halachas, psukas over there, and there's so many different, all the newspapers, and there's loads of Torah in these newspapers. Okay, but Emma said, I didn't focus so much on that. I was focusing more on photocopying, making photocopies for Tzoruch to give shir or whatever it is, or for boys in the Talmud and Cheda, they had to that. Now, the Rambam, right, so interesting, the Rambam's got a tshuva. He's got a tshuva sefer called Per Ador. Yeah, I think it's called Per Ador. And the Rambam writes there, the Rambam's got such a shayda. The Rambam there writes like this. There was a shayda, there was a person that he had on his talis, he had, at the front of his talis, he had a pasuk. Whatever the pasuk was. He says, Vayoyma Hashem HaMoyisha, whatever pasuk is, it doesn't matter, he had a pasuk. And it was properly sewn on, a whole pasuk properly sewn on the talis. And I've had this person meant to Shem Shemaim. He meant it should be it's for beauty of the talis. Today you also have it. Today you have Baruch Hashem and Akilim. You have some talis as well. You have still today and that. So there was a chacham echad that told him off, and the Rambam brings it, and he didn't listen to him. This person didn't listen to him. And the Rambam says this chacham is 100% right. Why? He said for two reasons. Reason number one is like we already said, because there's no heter of writing Torah. What's the heter? Only because you want to learn. But this guy is not using, he's not writing on the talis to learn from. It's not to learn. He's using the Torah, the Shem beauty, to beautify. It's very nice. He's using the Torah to beautify the talis, not using something else. But he's not using it the Torah learning from. So maybe there's no heter. There's no Eitz Lasses. The only Eitz would be the only else that. But since there's no Eitz Lasses, to me that's problem number one. Says the Rambam, and the problem number two, and the Lashon Rambam means he says that this problem is worse. Is worse than the first problem. His Lashon Rambam means he says it's worse. It's worse than the first problem. The Lashon is v'tam hashenu v'unachin v'chazak min arishon. It's and this is the Rambam's own tam. This is the Rambam. He says the vat is the there's a problem over here. But by doing what he's doing, he's going to cause the Psukei Torah to become a Zilzul. Because the Rambam speaks out, because a talis, especially the olden days, a talis used to wear a whole time as a talis, used to use as a beget. And he says the Rambam, he goes to be Sakisa, and he's Mechasa himself, he's Mechasa his Gof. It's used for normal mundane purposes. So to use a beget that's got this pasuk, and maybe the pasuk will even be touching his, it's a Zilzul. The Rambam says Zilzul. And it sounds like it's the Rambam's own Chiddush. The Rambam's own Chiddush that is he bringing Psukei Torah to the Zilzul. And this Rambam is brought down in Mechaba. The same Simon, the next Sif says, Asa Lirukim Psukim Batalis. It's Asa to sew on a Talis Psukim. Yeah? And the Shach Taz, they're both Masbe, like I explained, because it's coming in the Zilzul. And remember, this halacha is also even brought down in Mishnah Brura. It's brought down in Mishnah Brura. This mamash halacha, lirukim pasuk batalis in Mishnah Brura in Hilchas in Simcha Chav Dalet, just the end of Hilchas Titzis, he brings down this Mishnah Brura. He brings down this Rambam, and in this interesting enough, the Mishnah Brura brings in Hilchas Sukkah, from the Paskim, that there was a minhag, it looked like they used to take a dalas, used to take a pumpkin, and used to engrave in the pumpkin, used to engrave a sukkah stage for Shulas Yomim. He used to make a nice engrave, he used to cut through. See, everything the Goyim do comes to the Yidden. Everything comes to the Yidden. Even they do the same idea with pumpkins, they scratch through. And they used to write Basukah Stesh with the Sivat Yomim for noi Sukkah. Says the Mishabrua, and the Mishabrua says on that, She'osa la'asas kein de'ochad avi de'bezoyen. Because you're going to bring this Pasuk of Basukah Stesh with the de'bezoyen. This halach is Nevea from this Rambam. So, L'chayra, come back to our Shaila. We have to clear, would there be a problem to photocopy Torah? Photocopy, I'm not now going to go into which halakim of Torah Teshuvah Peh, Teshuvah Tvasav, and which halakim of Teshuvah Peh. But let's say for sure, the shahid is if, let's say, you're giving a Shion Chumash, so you're photocopying 30 photocopies of the first page in Parshas Baha, or whatever it is, or it's Gemara's, and you're photocopying them, you make many photocopies, and they sit away on the table, you photocopy 100, because you think 100 people are coming to your share, and then you didn't realize only 15 people came, right? And whatever, and there's Kenainor, and then you have as well, every week you have Kenainor on the side, amount of photocopies, amount of Torah, and there's psukim, there's mamash psukim on them, yeah? So, yesh ladon, is there a problem of this Rambam of Asri de Bezoyev? So Avada, we rely on the Gabba, he does it all for free, and he's going to take it, and he's going to put it, sort it out, he's going to put it in Shemus, because he's there anyway, wherever, okay, we've got good Gabbaim, Shaila is up until then, what's going to happen with all these papers? They're lying all over the place, maybe they'll go on the floor. Is there a problem over here, that the Asri de Bezoyev or not? Is this, that's the Shaila, is this Nichlal in this Issa of the Rambam of putting on a Talis? So Bemis, it's Toda Haba. These two shadows will be Toda Haba. Yeah? So, and I'll go through the Kudas here. First, I'll go through the Kudas, and it's Bemis, it's the same thing. I've got Rais from there to this shadow. But the first shadow is Bechal. Is it Doyim Bechal to Rama? Could be the Rama is talking about, you're going to be Sakissa, Machasa Vosa, he says. It's Machasa Espirikov. That's Mamash Bezoyan. That's cool. That's called Bezoyan. Psukia Torah. But this, it's on the table to be Smedrish. Okay, a sefer can also fall on the floor. Is this called coming today Bezoyan? Is it called Bezoyan? If it's, I would have thought maybe the Bezoyan, there's so many of them scattered around. That's not Bezoyan. That's a Bezoyan Beis Medrash. It's not Bezoyan in the Ksav, in the Chiddush Torah. It's a Bezoyan Beis Medrash that have a mess with all these pamphlets. But is there Bezoyan? So you can see it on the table. Is there Bezoyan in the Etzem Divrei Torah or not? Is it called a Bezoyan? Maybe it's Bechal not. Could even be more. Could even be the Rambam's talking about where he's not writing it to learn from. He's writing it to Pashut for Yoifi, for Noi. The case that the Mishnah Berurah brings when he writes on the Delas. It's all only for Noi. Here, it's a bit better, right? Because here, you've got a heta because of the Slamed Bo. Oh, so you got maybe another problem with Bezoyer. Okay, so who said, the Rambam's talking about, even in a case when you have a heta of Islamet, and there's a Tzoyrach, it's not just Stam for Noi, there's a Tzoyrach. So number one, I'm asking who says Bezoyer. Number two, even if maybe there is, maybe you can link it and can connect it, it's the same sort of Bezoyer. Who's the Rambam's talking about a Bezoyer when you've got a heta of Islamet, and you take using it as Islam, you take using it to learn, who said that there'll also be a problem of Bezoyer? Okay, I don't know the answers to this, I don't know what. That's number one. But then Chora, it could be there's three proper heterim to say that it's Bechal not Bechal not Doima, not Bechal not Doima. Firstly, I'm just being done. Maybe it's Bechal not Doima to the Rambam. Maybe it's Bechal, there's no problem at all. But there's three heterim. It's Bechal Stam Kedai to know these heterim. The Pischa Tshuva there, and Shulchan Aruch brings from the Tashbetz. And this is connected to what you're saying, if it's Bechal got Kedusha on it. And so, the Falk has got a tshuva, a different tshuva, a completely different shayla. It's not printed in his three chalakim, believe it or not. He's still got many more tshuvas. He's got a tshuva, a whole tshuva about newspapers. What's halakha newspaper? What do you have newspapers with Divrei Torah? What do you do with them? What can you do with them? Are you allowed to? What can you do? So his psak is that you're allowed to al pi halakha, you're allowed to burn them or put them in a shredder, which is the same in him. Same thing as and you don't have to put them in Shemus, but now you don't come with the bezoyim. You don't mamash do bezoyim, but you're allowed to put them in shredders. You don't have to put them over here in the shemas, these papers. Now he's got lots of sniff, not through from lahatit. And one serif is brought down in this Pischa Tshuva on Shukhnak. He brings out this. He brings an interesting story. He brings out the Malamdim today as well, exactly the same, didn't change. The Malamdim used to have blackboards with chalk. Today it's whiteboards with felt, the same thing. Right? And they used to write on it psukim. He's right on the blackboard psukim. Yeah? And they used to keep it there for a few days to teach the children these psukim. And then he used to wrap it out and then they write another posuk. So the Pischa Tshuva brings that there's no problem. There's no problem. Even though it's a posuk, you don't have to rub out the posuk. Why? Because it never got kedusha. Because since it was written, Al Das, it should just be used for a few days. It's only meant to use for akroi, not bekvias, and never receive it in kedusha. The meder, there's no problem to rub it out. As I stated in Pischa Tshuva, it never got to kedusha. So, So again, you have to now klevia. So if you never got kedusha, so we have to klevia. Is the issa bezoyan only because it gets kedushas ksivas oisias atayra? Because it's the truest oisias atayra. The chayra pashtus because got kedusha. That's the pashtus because got kedusha. And it's a pashtus mashma from the Rambam that it's because got kedusha. It has to have kedusha. It's not just enough that it's that's the pashtus. Not just enough that it's got the true of the Torah.
What?
Yeah. So if you print the chumash and you use it and it's meant to be used for always, it's got kedusha. Whereas the blackboard, because when I wrote it, I had the das to take it off. Mele, the kedusha did not come from you. So the kosev has that das. Mele, kedusha not come. Oh, very good. So that's where Falk wants to say that. That's why. Because of that. That's a sniff lahate. Because of that. Because it's meant to go to be read once, max twice, three times. That's it. And off goes it goes. So Mela, even though he's medama, he says maybe it's cholo because there you're rubbing it out. Here you're not. It's not to rub out. It's just to throw in the bin. But you're not actually rubbing out. But he said it's doima. He's got a right to say it's doima. So that's nukud number one. So if you say that it's Torah, Gdusha, and that's where Zilzel will come in, since there's no Gdusha, Mela, you're talking to say there's no problem of Zilzel. There's another heter. Yes, Lodun all of that, because it could be there's a diuk that it doesn't have to go to Gdusha, but the Pashto says it's got Gdusha. There's another heter, and that is, which Bemis is split into two, and that is the Pischeshuv again brings there, they're both from the Tashbas, both these are Terim, the Issa Bechal, the first Issa. First issa of to write for Tinik Beslamadba, which I told you is Machuk Sushoidim, and we passed him, Paskun Akula. It's only when you're writing it with the ksivas, which the oisias are not possible for Sefer Torah. He says it's different tnoim, but it's basically not ksav ashuris. If it's not, only when it is ksav ashuris. If it's not ksav ashuris, then it doesn't get the kedusha. We made it the issa b'chal the whole issa that wasn't applied. So this didn't touch, which mamash wipes out what? Yeah. Oh, so let's say a siddur. Ksav ashur is a siddur. Okay. Yes. So be careful. Ksav ashur. Yeah. And the Rambam says that because of this problem, because of this, they made nukes of him. The Rambam is talking about his ksav. He's talking about ksav valish. I think let's say he's talking about. They made nukes of him. Bedafka. The dafka they changed the ksav in order to get out of this problem. Yeah. I don't know if ksav rash is the same. That's probably because it's easy. I don't know what the sibah why they did that. But that was good. It was good with the sibah why. So maybe if there's no ksav ashuris, if there's not ksav ashuris, then it's right. If there's no kedusha. And again, we're clearing if it's toila and kedusha or not toila and kedusha. And then the third, which is interesting, according to that, is because it's printed, because it's tavus. The Taz writes that I don't see a difference between writing and printing, because the Taz says, what's the difference between if you take a piece of paper and you take a pen and you put pressure and you take the pen in your hand and you put the pressure, you put the pen down on the paper and you write, then if it's the other way around, if you have, says the Taz, if you have what they call them, the plates, the stencils, and you take a piece of paper and you push it on the thing, it's exactly, and that's how they print. Yeah, so it's exactly the same thing, says the Taz. There's no difference, there's no heta printing. But says the Chavos Yoyer, that's only Bezmanim, when it was like that, that's easy to print. But today, it's Bechonga, it's a press of a button, it's all computerized. And Bechal, there's no Koyach Adam at all in the printing. So maybe that's another heta, because they're printed, and they're photocopying, and the photocopy is the same thing, because it's Bechal, you're not writing it. So maybe because of that, there's no Gdusha Chal on it. Maybe you're talking. But again, I'm just bringing out Alistair Dynamic. The Dynamic says, he doesn't see Bechal was a dimion to this to this Rambam. It's Bechal not. It's not a zilzul. Why is it a zilzul? It's not a zilzul. You print them to learn from. You print them. The Rambam's talking about a case like a dalas, like Mishra Berurah brings, because it eventually gets spoiled. What do you do with the dalas? It gets spoiled. You throw it in the bin. You don't eat it. It stays there for too long and you can't. That's proper zilzul. But here it's not zilzul. Eventually it goes to shemas. Eventually it's sorted out. It's not called a zilzul. So. Let's go on it. It's more tough.